Just, hey, stay right there. How often do you let me take a picture of you? You're almost impossible, you know that? You've been working on this truck forever, trying to restore it, trying to work on it. And I've been telling you forever, let me take a picture of you. Not a selfie, let me just take a picture. So you're on the truck, and you actually give me a really great smile. You look amazing. I know you think you look like crap and you're dirty and you just worked and yada yada. Bullshit, you look fantastic. And you're about to get down, but I want you to stay right there. You're wearing your glasses, so as soon as I put my camera down, I walk over to you and I'm gonna take those off and I'm gonna put them right here on the top of the truck. Gotta keep them safe. And then I climb up on top of you, on top of the truck, and I'm sitting on the lap, sitting on your lap, facing the windshield, mindful of that side mirror right behind me. And allow you to wrap your arms around me, putting my head on your shoulder, listening to the sound of your beating heart. That incredible sound, so intimate. Smelling you, breathing you all in, just relaxed to be with you. I can hear the sound of you smelling my hair. I know it smells good. It's freshly washed and cleaned for you, waiting for you to dirty it up. You don't make me wait long. You trace an arm up my back and up my neck, and then take a firm grasp of my neck and gently bring my head and lips up to yours, gently tracing my lips with your tongue, causing me to gasp with your gentle touch and soft moan. I bring my hands to your shirt and slowly begin with that top button, and still kissing you, still tasting you, still enjoying you, slowly going down the entire shirt and undoing all those buttons until I can feel the warmth of your bare chest and wrap my arms around you. I know what my fingers do to you. I know how they feel. The touch of my fingers on your bare chest, I can feel your heart racing. Feel and hear the sound of your breathing now starting to get a little heavy with arousal. I can feel you growing beneath me, can feel your desire for me building, which of course only heightens my arousal for you. Can feel that familiar sense of longing between my thighs, using my hands to push your shirt past your shoulders and, released one arm at a time to allow it to fall away. I know you want me as much as I want you. And then you push me off you. You push me to the ground, and I'm almost scared, as you know I have a fear of heights, but you never let me go. You kept me safe throughout the entire move. Doesn't change my surprise though. You drop down with me beside me, and then you turn me with my back to the truck and hands on each side of my face, kissing me again, body pressed against, pressing into the truck. And then you lift a knee between my legs, pushing against my groin. I can't help but moan in your mouth, my tongue playing with yours, my hands wrapped in the loops of your jeans, pulling you into me, needing you. You pull away and turn me around again, pushing me forward into the truck, taking my arms and putting them both behind my back, and gently holding the wrists together, nuzzling my neck. I can feel your lips on the back of my neck, whispering in my ear, "I'm going to fuck you, baby. And I haven't decided if I'm gonna let you come yet." With your other hand, you undo the buttons on my pants And I help you shimmy them down my hips. My panties coming down with all the way to my feet as I step out of them. Your free hand now between my legs, running your hand along the outside of my pussy, teasing me, driving me insane. Then a finger tracing between them. And then you take your hands away as you undo your jeans and drop them and push them out of the way too. And then feel you slide that cock, that rock hard cock between my legs and entering me from behind. You slide right in. I am so wet and ready for you. Feel you fill me up. Your name escaping my lips. You feel so good. Fuck me, I say. I just want to feel you inside me. You draw back and forth, your arms on my waist, my hands on the truck, giving me the leverage I need to push against you, to meet you. And then moving your hands to my chest, each hand cupping each breast, pulling me back into you. My arms moving up and over my head, wrapping my hands around your neck. Harder. God, harder, I say. Just feel the constant slap. Feels so good. And I tell you, come for me. Please come for me. And it's like igniting dynamite. I can feel the switch in your mind, the focus, your heavy breathing, the harder thrusts. I sense you're getting close. And you get two more bumps before I pull and turn fast. Drop to my knees, hand around your shaft, mouth on your cock, taking you in, taking the entirety in as fast as I can. Seconds later, you come. I feel you spasming in my mouth. Your cum being swallowed as fast as you can give it to me. And until you stop pulsing, I stay there. Your hands are resting on my shoulders. And I lick you clean and then stand. Look at you. Touch my fingers to your cheek as you nuzzle your head into me. And then you open your eyes and look at me. And I tell you, better get dressed. We have things to do. So I grab my pants, put them on, button them, and walk away. And I know that your eyes are watching my ass as you're still catching your breath.